Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How to Harness the Power in Your Next Big Idea. It's the amazing story of the Caribbean Richard Branson. Look, flying anywhere can be a hassle, but flying in the St. Barths can be 10 times the hassle. The reason why is because air travel to St. Barth is severely limited and flights after sunset aren't allowed at all. So unless you have an extra $1,200 to charter a private plane, you're shit out of luck. You would be forced to stand in line at the airport, drag your luggage behind you while you make your way through customs, only to discover you are bumped off your flight. Meanwhile, the rich people with the money for the chartered flights have an agent to take their luggage and passport through customs while they drink leisurely in a lounge and wait for the air-conditioned vehicle to take them straight to their plane. Now, most people only complained, bitched, and griped about this common scenario, but Terrence saw an opportunity, so he decided to charter planes himself and sell out the seats. That way, his clients could get all the amenities of a chartered flight while only paying for the seats they sat in. And in this audio interview, you'll learn how Terrence took that simple idea, applied business principles he learned from my Hidden Marketing Assets Consulting System and my Art Hamill Business Buying System, bought another business with no money down, and was able to build his company up in just 7 years from idea to amazing. 30% of St. Barth's travel is now done through Terrence, and it's only going up from there. And in this audio interview, you'll hear his amazing story along with all the entrepreneurial steps he used to get there, including steps for knowing your target market, including their needs, wants, desires, and fears. You'll learn about the guarantee that Terrence gives his clients and the one business-killing sentence his prospects will never hear him say. You'll learn how Terrence sucker-punches his competition every day just by picking up the phone. You'll hear one area of business Terrence still needs to work on that he figured out in real time while on the phone with me. You'll learn the Art Hamill tactic Terrence used to get 100% owner financing of a profitable travel agency even after the owner insisted they only wanted big money and in cash for the deal. You'll hear the real-life insights into pricing your product or service for that market and a quick look at why you should never be afraid to charge a premium price for a premium product. You'll learn all the details how Terrence upsells his clients and how much he charges for his services. You'll learn why you live and die by word of mouth and how Terrence quickly built his reputation and USP. If you want to bypass the crap, go to Terrence. The best part of Terrence's story is that even though he's considered a virtual airline that could not operate directly out of the airport, he recently negotiated for a presence at the airport. He'll soon have his own check-in counter and agents. They actually had to redo their restrictions because Terrence was doing so much business there. If you apply simple Richard Branson-like entrepreneurial steps to an idea, your success will be almost limitless. And in this audio interview, you'll hear exactly how Terrence did it using information found at HardToFindSeminars.com. Now let's get going.
Hello, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. It's Terrence.
Terrence, how are you?
Finally, buddy. I'm doing great. How are you doing yourself?
Very good. Good to hear from you. I'm glad we finally connected. We got our times down right. So right now, it's 5:15 there?
Yeah, it's 5:15 on my end. Well, exactly.
Okay, so we know we're 4 hours apart. It's only 1:15 here. So have you had a busy day?
Yes, indeed. Well, it's a good day, a very productive day. I had a couple of good meetings today. Things are working out. I had a good meeting this morning with the airport management. My company, Anson Martin, we're trying to get concession from the airport to officially provide VIP services not only to our clients, but to other clients as well.
That's wonderful. We're not going to do the interview now, but I just wanted to say hi. I do want to get an idea of what you would like to see this interview to accomplish. So I wanted to get a little bit better idea on Air St. Martin. So who do you see listening to this interview? If you could pick your ideal prospect, we could put this interview in front of their ears. Who would you like to listen to this interview?
Well, definitely all of St. Barth's lovers. St. Barth's lovers are addicts. They got to get their SimBots fixed. They love SimBots. They love everything about SimBots. They want to know how to get there. They want to know when they get there, what to do, you know, all that stuff. And my focus is on how to get there. If I have to write an ebook, that would be the name of the ebook, How to Get to SimBots.
Has it been hard to get there in the past?
Yes, it still is, actually, and that's a good thing about it.
It is still hard to get there. So are we talking about people from all over the world who want a vacation in St. Bart?
Yeah, exactly.
And how did St. Bart get so popular? I never have heard of it until my wife watches a show called The Housewives of New Jersey. And I bet that's part of it, because a couple of the housewives, they fly into St. Bart's and it's just a big deal.
Yes, it is. St. Bart is like the south of France, called Côte d'Azur. St. Bart is actually the Saint-Tropez of the Caribbean. You know, the same way people love going to Saint-Tropez in the south of France and Monaco and those places. You know, it has that allure, and the governor in St. Bart, he was able to maintain that high level of exclusivity. And because of that, wealthy clients go back 50 years ago, the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, and all those high net worth families, they all had property in St. Bart. So they would all come down, and it would be the exclusive getaway back in the day. So people started discovering St. Bart's, and he was able to maintain that exclusive image.
How was he able to do that?
By indeed limiting access. You know, one example is the airport closes at sunset. So if you're not in by 5:30 in the afternoon at sunset, you're out. I've had clients literally throw money at me to get him into St. Bart's at night. And it's simply not possible. But now they changed around, so he's not a governor anymore. He's now the president of St. Bart's. I have his number on speed dial. I told him, I said, listen, even if I call Bruno, his name is Bruno, if I call Bruno right now, he will never, never, no way, no how, no matter how much money he will offer, he'll open the airport to get you in at night.
So this was done on purpose, to keep that exclusivity so it doesn't become overcrowded.
Exactly. So, you know, they don't allow cruise ships to dock in St. Bart. Tomorrow we have 6 cruise ships docking in the harbor, so that's like 12,000 people in one day on the island, just overrunning the city. He doesn't allow that. He owns the local airline company over there, and for you to operate into St. Bart, you got to follow strict rules and regulations. You got to abide by strict rules and regulations. So it's pretty limited, the options. You can either get to St. Bart by air or sea. If you're not in by a certain time, you're out.
Okay, so your website, Air St. Martin, the first virtual airline offering flights to and from St. Martin and the rest of the Caribbean, is St. Bart's your specialty?
Yes, that's my niche market. I would say 30% of my business is into St. Bart's, so we have a very nice market share, and it's a very lucrative market for us. Because what we guarantee clients is that we will get you to St. Bart's no matter what. That's the guarantee we offer them. So if we cannot get them into St. Bart's by air, we'll offer them transportation by sea. So even though we're called Air St. Martin, basically our sole purpose to service at market is to get people into St. Bart's no matter how. It can be by sea or air. And, of course, during the day, that's not a problem because the airport is open. But at night, the only option to get into St. Bart's by night is by boat.
Let me ask you this. Okay, my kids are out for winter vacation. My wife and I are talking about doing a vacation. We were looking at tickets to Cozumel or Cabo San Lucas. Let's say I approach her and say, honey, let's go to St. Bart's. And let's say we were going to do it ourselves, and I've never met you, and I'm going to do it the traditional way without Terrence and without Air St. Martin. What am I going to experience in trying to get to St. Bart without your help?
Okay, you can contact any of the local operators, and because of the fact they simply only look at what they can offer you.
But let's say I'm starting in San Diego. So the first thing I'm going to do is go look for airline tickets from...
Yeah, from San Diego to St. Martin.
Okay, am I going to find them?
Yeah, you're going to find flights to Sang Long, to St. Martin. You're not going to find much connections to St. Bart's, but you will definitely find connections to St. Martin or Sang Long. And then, indeed, the question is, how do you get from those islands into St. Bart's? And then when people go online and they start searching for flights to St. Bart's, that's where they also find my website. And they find the other airline companies that actually own aircraft, they would find their airline website as well. But when they contact these airlines and they don't have any options available to fit your itinerary, you still have to continue shopping around. What I offer people when they end up with my website, what I offer them is that I have access to all options to get to St. Bart's. So I don't tell you, oh, I'm sold out or I'm booked out, go away. I told you, oh, hold on, let me check what I have available.
Let me stop you there. Let's say I'm looking on my own. I find flights into St. Martin, but then I'm not going to see online information on how to get to St. Martin to St. Bart's on my American Airlines or any of the big carriers that I'm going to...
No.
And so I'm going to be like, well, how do I get to St. Bart's?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to go online and type in travel to St. Bart's, and I'm going to come across other websites in your website.
Exactly.
How are you positioned in the Google ranking search engines?
Well, if you search on the keywords flights to St. Bart's or charters to St. Bart's, I'm going to come for sure in the top 10 results. So that is where I really try to position myself in terms of offering flights to St. Bart's. If you're looking for travel to St. Bart's, I just type it in. And I'm not seeing my website in the top 10 results. What you're seeing in the top 10 results, or even in, for that matter, in the top 3 results, all results, what you're seeing all forums, travel guides. You're seeing St. Bart's Guide, you're seeing Four Doors, you're seeing St. Bart's Online, you're seeing TripAdvisor. You don't see any travel sites. But if you specifically type in flights to St. Bart's, and I'm going to do that now, flights to St. Bart's in Google. Now you're seeing the local St. Bart's commuter airline, and you're still seeing all those forums and TripAdvisor sites. Okay, let me just type in now charters to St. Bart's. So that's where we make our money, with the charters. I'm still seeing TripAdvisor. I'm seeing the forums. I'm seeing Charter World. I'm seeing St. Bart's Forum. I'm seeing Tradewind. Our Tradewind offers flights from San Juan to St. Bart's. I'm seeing St. Bart's Bermuda, and now I'm seeing my website as well.
So if I'm going to start shopping around...
But that just tells me, Mike, that I need to improve my ranking.
That's okay.
I've not been doing it for a while because I've been busy with other stuff, but I need to get some articles on my site to get those keywords back up again. See, all these TripAdvisor sites, they're now dominating the top 10 results now.
Yeah, they are. And they're the big boys. So I'm searching for flights to St. Bart's. I find your website. I type in a date of when I want to travel to get in, or I call you. So let's take, for example, my family. I want to get there, and I've met you, and you're going to make it easy for me. How are you going to make my trip easier compared to me shopping around with other online charters and online flights to get from St. Martin into St. Bart's? Where's the differentiation? Why should I be looking at using you to get me to St. Bart's compared to anyone else?
I've read your HMA stuff, so I know what you're talking about. Normally, my answer to that question would be prior to me really getting down into stuff like USP and all that stuff.
Tell me, just as a person who maybe wants to come to St. Bart's with my family this Christmas holiday season time, how are you going to make my life easier? Where are you going to save me time and frustration if I'm going to try and do it myself? And I've never, ever tried to fly to St. Bart's or St. Martin for that matter.
Well, first thing we tell them, you know, when you're traveling down to the Caribbean, it's an adventure. The first thing you have to understand and appreciate that it's all an adventure. What we do during that adventure is that we take out the insecurities involved. Most of the time, it would have been the first time that you're ever coming down to St. Martin to get to St. Bart's. So what we find is we offer them good connections. When they arrive into St. Martin, we can offer them good connections to St. Bart's, and we can offer them a hassle-free transfer through St. Martin to St. Bart's, because that's very important, that the transfer or the transit is hassle-free. And that's because once you arrive in St. Martin with your family, you meet me at the counter or my agent at the counter, we take everything from there. We clear you through immigration, we get your luggage for you, we transfer you down to our aircraft, put in the aircraft, and within 12 minutes you're in the air on the way to St. Bart's. And that is basically what we offer clients. Clients who have already been through St. Martin and know the hassle involved transiting through St. Martin, they really appreciate what we're saying when we tell them that, you know, we can offer them good connections and hassle-free passage through St. Martin. They really appreciate us. They didn't understand what we're talking about.
How about cost? Are you able to save me money?
No, because we charge a premium price for our service, because, in fact, we're offering you value for your money in terms of getting you through St. Martin as quickly and as hassle-free as possible. We charge a premium price for that, because basically, if you're looking for the cheapest option is that you do everything yourself.
So your clients generally are quite wealthy and money really isn't an issue. Is that correct?
Isn't an option. Exactly. That is exactly the case. I get calls from secretaries, from personal assistants, their boss and his family want to come down to St. Mark to go to St. Bart's. They heard about Terrence Ray. They heard about Ayrshin Martin. I was recommended. I get a lot of referrals. You know, CEOs, you know, those wealthy guys, they will talk to each other and say, hey, when you're going to St. Martin, you know, call Terrence. He can get you to St. Bart's easily. So I get a lot of referrals that way. So the secretaries or the personal assistants would call me up and say, you know, I have Mr. So-and-so, he's coming tomorrow with his family. They would like for someone to meet them and take care of their luggage and take care of the transfer and get them to St. Bart's as quickly as possible. We heard you're the guy to call.
Okay. Terrence, do you have competition, anyone close to doing what you're doing at the service level that you're currently executing for your client?
When I started out, I had pretty much the market corner. Now a lot of my competitors have discovered that service element, that is very important. So now they're also looking to focus on providing that extra additional service. So, you know, we got to keep 2 steps ahead of the competition. And, you know, we do that by maintaining that personal relationship, the newsletter and the emails and all that stuff that you talk about. But basically, by having a personal conversation with the clients, when they call us, we actually talk to them on the phone. If you call my competitor right now, you have a big chance that he won't even answer the phone. You won't get through. If you get through, you get a voice response system. And, you know, it's very hard to get someone personal on the line, and they keep referring you to the website. So, you know, it's personality, personal contact is the main problem for those guys. And the customer service is really the crucial element in distinguishing yourself from the rest. And one of the things that we kept hearing from clients, and I think I'll work that into my USP some way, somehow. But to give you an example, American Express is one of our biggest clients. They book a lot of flights with us. And the reason why they do that, they said, was because I was the only one in the Caribbean who actually answered his phone when they called.
Absolutely, and that's very important.
One day I was driving on my way to the airport, and I got his call, and I answered it while I'm driving. And, you know, you're not even allowed to be on the phone down here while you're driving. It's against the law. You can get a fine for that. But, hey, nonetheless, I answered the call. And it was this agent from American Express, and she was really in a bind. She had this high net worth client that they booked a flight into St. Martin with a private jet, and he was supposed to connect to St. Bart's, and the flight was late, so they would miss the connection. So before he even lands in St. Bart's, she was trying to find an alternative for him to get to St. Bart's, because he didn't want to wait not a minute in St. Martin. He wanted to get to St. Bart's as quickly as possible. So she was calling around, and no one was answering the phone, and finally she called me after searching online on the internet, and I answered the phone, and she was like, oh my God, someone really answered the phone. And she told me her problem. I said, well, I'm on my way to the airport. I can meet him and get him on an aircraft to St. Bart's in 12 minutes. And she was like, really? And she's like, unbelievable. She couldn't believe it. I actually did that. And she was like really blown away. And she told me after that, she told all her colleagues in American Express in her department about me, and she gave them my number. And some since then, they decided calling, and they've been a big client ever since.
That's wonderful. How many people come to visit St. Martin and St. Bart's a year? Is there a special season that it's more heavier travel than others? When's the season?
This month, December, is what we call a crazy season. This is when we get the most traffic into St. Bart's. But it's high season for us is actually from mid-November, from Thanksgiving, until the end of April. That is basically the high season for us. And then you get some traffic in the summer, of course. We have the hurricane season down here in St. Martin in the region from, let's say, end of August till October. That's more or less a hurricane season down here for us, so we don't get much traffic during those months, which is, of course, understandable. But during the high season, we make enough money to last the whole year. And December is just one of those months where you work day and night, basically. But you make enough money to last the rest of the year. And that's the season when you get all these jet set clients, all these famous athletes, all these famous actors and actresses coming down, and they all want to get to St. Bart's. So that's the place to be. You don't count if you're not in St. Bart's or be seen in St. Bart's. And that's what it's all about. They want to get to St. Bart's because they have to be in St. Bart's to be seen in St. Bart's.
So how long of a flight is it from St. Martin to St. Bart's?
Oh, 12 minutes. It's a 12 to 15 minute flight. It's really a commute. It's a hop, a skip, and a jump, and you're there.
And what does it cost about?
It costs just as much to fly from New York to St. Martin as it does from St. Martin to St. Bart's. And people are literally blown away by that.
So how much in U.S. dollars?
Well, it's about $350 now.
$350 to go for St. Martin to St. Bart's. Is that round trip?
Yeah, that's round trip. And that's just as expensive as flying with JetBlue from New York to St. Martin and back.
Okay. Are you able to make some good profits on that?
Yeah, because our specialty is what I call a shared charter. So shared charters where I charter the aircraft, and I offer that exclusive private charter service with all the amenities of a private charter. But the people are not paying for the whole aircraft. They're only paying for the seat that they occupy. You know, so we get a lot of clients. They love the fact that they can brag to their friends that they flew into St. Barts on a private charter. And then people are like, wow, you flew in a private charter. Oh, that's so great, you know. But they didn't really pay for the whole aircraft. They got a service of a private charter indeed, but they only paying for the seat that they occupy.
I see. So, how did you come up with this idea? Is this something new within the industry down there?
Yes, because when I did some research back in 2005 in this market, you know, you had two options to get to St. Barts. You had the option of chartering a private jet, a private plane. We don't fly jets into St. Barts, only turboprops, commuter aircraft, which you can charter privately, and then the aircraft is yours for that flight, or you fly commercially. And flying commercially is, you know, you're just a number, and they just drop everybody into that little aircraft and fly them over to St. Barts as quickly as possible.
And you'll pay the same price about.
And you pay the same price. And, you know, people, you know, it was a hassle. It all happened because you got to be standing in line, you got to be waiting, you got to be schlepping your luggage behind you, you got to stand in line at the immigration. They take a while to clear immigration, and then you got to go and check in, and, you know, it's another wait, and then you hear the flight is full, and then you got to wait till the next flight.
And how often is this occurring with the regular commercial flight?
That's an everyday thing. And when I started back in servicing this market, because I started Asian market back in 2003, but when I started serving the St. Barts market in 2005, oh, that was an everyday thing. Aircraft would be delayed, people get bumped off of flights, and then they would have hassle with the luggage. And then, so I realized that, hey, you know, if we offer the same service and amenities of a private charter, because when you're flying a private charter, the agent meets you, gets your luggage, clear you through immigration, put you in an air-conditioned vehicle, drive you down to the aircraft, put you on the aircraft, and you're gone. And while our poor schleppers are still in the terminal building, standing in line, trying to check in, while you're already in the air, flying to St. Barts, and a half an hour later, you're on the beach or next to the pool, drinking a cocktail. And those guys are still in St. Barts waiting to get on a flight.
That is the advantage of a private charter. It's like how the rich people travel.
Exactly. But what happened in Mike is that I noticed that not everybody could afford that. So what I did, I started taking an economic risk. I said, okay, what I'll do...
Let me ask you this, before you go into that, how much is a private charter going to cost someone about?
Right now, it's about $1,200 to charter a 9-seater aircraft. It's a twin-engine aircraft, and it can take, on average, 6 to 7 passengers plus luggage.
And that's round trip?
No, that's one way. Plus taxes. Taxes right now is about $21.
Let's say my wife and myself and my two children want to get a private charter. Is that $1,200 divided up by the number of passengers?
No, you're paying for the whole aircraft. A private charter, you're paying for the whole aircraft. So the $1,200 for the whole aircraft. And you can put all your family plus all your luggage on that one aircraft.
But if I'm a rich person and I have my secretary book me a private charter, the planes happen to have 12 seats. So I'm going to be flying my wife and my two kids and myself, and it's going to cost me $1,200 each way.
Exactly.
All right, so now, you said you saw a need, and you realized that everyone could not afford a private charter. Continue.
Right. What I really realized that was a market when I would get calls, and people would say, hey, Terrence, I want a private charter. I want to pay the full price, but it's only me, my wife, and my two kids, and you got 4 seats left over. Can you sell those seats for me, or can you find someone who would be willing to share the cost of that charter with me?
And this was happening over and over again?
Yeah. I keep getting those calls, and you'll see people go online on forums, and they would advertise that, hey, I got a private charter flying on that day at this time. You want to share? You know, and I kept getting those inquiries, and I said, hey, you know, that's what triggered my attention that, hey, there is actually maybe a market here.
How long ago was this?
That was back in 2005.
Okay. The minimum seats on these private charter planes are what? What's the minimum occupancy for a private charter?
Oh, one person. Minimum, you have two types of aircraft right now we're flying into St. Barts. You got 9-seater aircraft, and you got 16-seater aircraft.
So there's no 4-seater aircrafts or 5-seater aircrafts?
There are, but not much operating commercially. You have small owners, private owners that own their own private aircraft that are like 4-seaters or 5-seaters.
But they're not doing a commercial business transferring people.
No. If they transfer people, they're doing it as a private service.
Okay. You know? So that's what's available, a 9-seater or a 15-seater?
Yeah, 16-seater.
Right. 16-seater. Okay, continue.
So if you're one person, you charter that aircraft, you and the pilot are sitting basically in that aircraft. You're flying to St. Barts, you know. And hey, if you have the money and you don't care, you just care about getting to St. Bart's.
And so with that private charter, they're going to treat you well because it's a high-priced thing. They're going to take your luggage.
Exactly. The pilot or the agent is going to meet you when you get off your inbound flight, say you're flying in on JetBlue. The pilot or the agent is going to meet you. He's going to get your luggage. He's going to take you through immigration because he already filled in the forms, all that stuff for you. He's going to get you down to the aircraft and put you on, and within 10, 15 minutes, you're on your way to St. Bart's. That just goes with a private charter.
Got it. I'm glad I'm asking you this because a lot of people don't know this. I didn't know this.
So what happened back then is that, you know, I said, okay, I'll take the risk. I'll charter aircraft. And I'll say, hey, I got a flight at 4 o'clock from St. Mark's to St. Bart's, and I got 8 seats on that flight. And if you pay me $300, I'll take you along on that flight.
Do you prepay for the private charter?
Yes, we do, yes. Well, now, after so many years in business, we have a pretty good relationship with all our operators. So, you know, we work on an invoice basis. But basically, at that time when I started out, it was cash up front. So I would have to book the charter and pay right away to secure the charter. And then I would go out and try and sell the seats.
I got you.
What I did back then is I would be strolling those forums, all those travel forums where people are chatting with each other, and I would post messages like, hey, you want to get to St. Bart's? I have a seat available on a flight. I got a shared charter, and that's how I basically started back then.
And that was in 2005.
Yeah.
And people were responding.
Yeah, exactly. And really took off in October 2006. It really took off because at that time, here in St. Martin, the new airport terminal building was under construction. And because of the construction work that was going on, there were a lot of delays with flights, and there were a lot of hassles and problems with the flights because of all the construction work that was going on. And that's when it really took off, that service, because, you know, people were going to the old terminal building and, you know, having to get around the construction work and all the stuff that was going on. So if you book a private charter, you could bypass all that crap and get into the air as quick as possible. And that's when my shared charter service really took off, because people were started spreading that, hey, you know, if you want to bypass all this crap, just call Terrence and you'll get one of his charters.
All right, so you said one cannot fly into St. Barth's after 5 o'clock.
5:30, quarter to 6.
All right, is there any other way you can get them to the island?
Yeah, once the airport closes after sunset, the only other option is to take the ferry. There's a ferry service leaving at 6:45. And that can be a 45-minute journey or even an hour-and-a-half journey, depending on the weather. If the weather is good, go smoothly. If the weather is rough or whatever, the wind is against you, it can take up to 90 minutes for the ferry boat to transit to St. Bart's.
And what does that cost?
That's a pretty low-cost thing. It would cost about around $80, but if you can stomach it, a lot of people really can't take that.
How many people can go on the ferry?
Oh, the ferry can take, well, let me ask my colleague. Karen, how much people can go on a ferry because they have a new, bigger boat now? How much people can go on a ferry? The Voyager, about 100 or 120 people.
Okay. So you book those for your clients who don't make it in on time.
Yeah, you can book it on our website as well. You can request a ferry service, economy class, or business class.
Are you making money on that?
Yeah, just a regular commission. We get like 20% commission on that, and then we add a service fee on top of it for transfers. If we have to transfer the client from the airport to the dock, we charge an additional fee for that. So, you know, we upsell. We upsell by offering a meet and greet and transfers and all that stuff. So there we add on some stuff on top of that to make some more money.
How many flights are going into St. Barth's per day during the high season, like currently?
Well, each operator is allowed to do 20 flights per day maximum. So that means each operator can do about 10 flights going and 10 flights back. And right now, out of St. Martin, there are 3 operators operating on that route. So you're talking about a maximum 60 flights per day. And even that might sound maybe a lot, I don't know, but even that isn't enough.
I see. Where's your office located?
We're actually located not at the airport because we're not a real airline company. We don't own our own aircraft. So based on that criteria, we were not allowed to operate at the airport because they're considering us an agent,
yes,
a travel agent or a travel broker or tour operator. And travel agents, tour operators are not allowed to be operating at the airport because of protection for the airlines and all that stuff and all those rules and regulations, but it's just a load of baloney.
Yes, I understand.
No, we've been operating this market since 2005, like I said, and that's why I had a meeting this morning, actually. They called me in, and one of the stuff that we discussed is that I said, hey, you know, even though we are a virtual airline, we don't own our own aircraft, we give 30% of the business into St. Bart's comes through Air St. Martin.
30%?
30% of the traffic comes through Air St. Martin. So that's a pretty high percentage. So that means that every 10 flights into St. Bart's per day, 3 are Air St. Martin clients. So I said, given that number, you know, it's time now that you guys recognize that Air St. Martin is a reputable company providing a good service that there's a demand for, and it's about time now that Air St. Martin have a physical presence at the airport. And you know, Mike, they agreed with me.
Good. So what's going
to
happen?
I have to send them a proposal within a week, outline exactly what my needs are and what my requirements are, and then they'll give me an answer on that. And basically what one of my needs is that I have a physical presence at the airport with signage that, you know, there's a counter that actually says Air St. Martin. People can go to that counter and check in with Air St. Martin. You know, how it's done now is that because we don't have our own aircraft, we're subcontracting to third parties, the existing airline operators. When we charter their aircraft, we tell the people to go and check in at their counter. You can imagine the risk involved in that. One of the major risks involved in that is that I would lose that client.
Yes.
So that operator, because they figure, hey, if Terrace is booking me with Simbas Commuter or Terrace is booking me with Winair, maybe I can save some money by going directly to these airline companies.
Is this occurring?
Well,
sometimes.
The lower end of the market, of course, that's always happening because they're just shopping around for the best price. But because of the shared charter service that we're providing, that is really our niche service. No one else does that because no one else takes the economic risk that I take by booking an aircraft, paying for the aircraft, and then trying to see if I can sell the seats. No one else does that. Everyone goes for surety, and surety is that, hey, you know, you want a flight, you pay for it. What I do is I book the flight, and I say, hey, do you need a seat on my flight? And I offer that to clients. And that is really a niche service. No one else does that. And because of that, you know, I don't run much risk of losing a client to these operators because basically they're not paying for the whole aircraft. They're paying just for the seat, and they're getting the service of a private charter. But if they were to go directly to the operator and charter the aircraft themselves, they would have to pay for the whole aircraft, and they would have to pay up front, including taxes, and if they're looking to share with someone else to cut costs, they would have to go out and hustle to get someone else to share their flights with them. And that's the hard part.
Yeah, you're like a carpooling service.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a carpool from St. Martin to St. Barth's in the sky, that's all.
Yeah, exactly.
Share a ride. It's very simple.
Yeah, share a charter. Share a charter.
It's probably a good URL for a website,
yeah,
too.
I got it.
You have Share a Charter?
Yes, I do. Sharecharter.com.
Terrence, what did you buy using and studying Art Hamill stuff? What URL did you buy or what business did you buy?
Travel agency business. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, is that what that is?
That was how I found you, actually. And why I ultimately bought the Art Hamill product is because of the fact my business started growing, so I figured that to consolidate the business and to guarantee getting more clients and getting more booking for my shared charter business, it would help if I actually owned a travel agency that is booking flights to these islands, including St. Barts. And one of the travel agencies here on the island, one of the biggest, as a matter of fact, the owners were looking to retire, and they wanted to sell, and they were asking for the grand prize. You know? They were looking to get a lot of money out of the deal, and being realistically speaking, I would say, no, what you're asking is not possible. And so I came up with the option of, hey, why don't you see if you can work a deal where I pay you a deposit, and then I'll pay you the rest of the money from out of the profit. And initially they were like, no, we want our money up front, you know. And then I bought the Art Hamill product, and Art really goes deep into, you know, getting owner financing, all that stuff, and what you should say, and all how you should approach it, and what you need to do to get a deal like that made. And I really studied the coach, and I really learned all the key words to use in negotiation and in the discussions. You know, I kept hammering those points over the years, and ultimately it paid off.
And so they finally called you and said, we're ready to sell, we'll do it?
Yeah, exactly.
And did they have a pretty big book of business that came along with it?
Yeah, well, I can tell you the agency does about $5 to $7 million annually. You know, so that's a pretty solid chunk of the market. And it's like a supermarket, high volume, low profit margin, but it's consistent and it's guaranteed. And then when you combine that with my air charter business, it's a solid basis to have for my charter business because then I can leverage the name and the brand and the reputation of Let's Travel to get more business.
I see. So is that what it's called, Let's Travel?
Yeah, that's the agency name.
And so you're handling all of that. That's your business now, and you're handling all that clientele.
Yeah, exactly.
How many employees do you have handling the calls and the scheduling and everything?
Right now, one, because we do everything web-based. So the website has a back end where we're processing the reservation, sending out the confirmation, processing the payment, manually. Because of the financial issues involved, we process the payment manually, so we don't allow people to pay online with their credit card. They have to physically sign an authorization form and send it to us. We already know how that works. I sometimes use the same system you're using, the EchoSign system.
Very good. Did you learn about that from me, the EchoSign?
No, actually, I was using that before I got it from you. When I got it, then you sent me to pay for the, I think, for the Art Hamill stuff.
The HMA stuff.
Yeah, the HMA, yeah. No, actually, for the Art Hamill stuff.
Oh, we did do it for the Art Hamill. That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. Glad to see that you're using the same system that we also use for our clients. So that is an important element.
Well, let me ask you this. What's inhibiting you from taking payments like PayPal or electronically online? Is it just where you're located?
That too. The main problem with using PayPal is that to get the money out of the PayPal account is a hassle, because we're talking about thousands of dollars, and the way PayPal is set up right now is that I can go to my ATM machine and take the cash out with my ATM card, but there's a daily limit to that. I think it's like $500 the daily limit is.
Why can't you hook your PayPal account up to your bank account?
Because indeed that we're international, we're in St. Martin, and St. Martin doesn't have that system like in America or in Europe that you can link your PayPal account to your bank account.
I see.
And have the money transferred. We don't have that option down here in the Caribbean, in St. Martin, with PayPal.
So the only way you can get your money out is through the daily limit of the debit?
Yeah. And then I would still have to manually transfer. Well, in my case, Mike, I happen to have, because I used to live in Holland in Europe for many years, so I still have bank accounts in Holland. So I was able to link one of my European bank accounts to my PayPal account, so I can transfer the money to my bank account, and then I can use my ATM card down here in St. Martin to withdraw the money. But that's not convenient for, if someone pays you $1,000 or a couple of $1,000 for a charter, you know, I would have to literally go to the bank ATM machine about 4 or 5 times. So I can get all the money out. So it's not convenient. While if I use the manual process down here, I get the money on my account the next day.
I bet you can set up an account and link your PayPal account up with one of these big investment companies like E-Trade. You know, like a trading account.
As a matter of fact, if I can go to the U.S. and set up like a corporation over there, open account, that's possible. That is possible. But, you know, there's some bureaucracy involved in getting that done. Then I still have the issue that I would have to set up a link between my U.S. bank and my local bank, that, you know, if I authorize the money to be transferred down to St. Martin, you know, that it's done, you know, as quickly as possible.
No. But it's working for you right now.
I would love to automate the whole process, Mike. The problem is that if you automate, you run the risk that, you know, you get chargebacks and all that stuff, because the minute these fraudulent people know that you have that option and they try to use a false credit card, you run into that problem. So because of the fact that we work with a lot of referrals, we work with a lot of high net worth clients.
Their trust is already built in, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not an inconvenience for them to have their secretary fax us audition form or stuff like that, because, you know, that's their job, you know, so
okay.
It's not an inconvenience for them per se. But I think what we would definitely look to speed up the process is in confirming reservations. So if you put in a request now on our Air St. Martin site, and well, now it's almost closing time. Yeah, we already closed, technically speaking. So my colleague leaves to go home just now. If you submit a request now for a flight or charter, it's only until the next morning when she is back in the office, we would send out a confirmation. So that part can be automated even more than it is now. That's why I told you about those guys, Common Res, that's the company in Miami. I sent them the letter via FedEx. I did it on Monday. Still haven't had a response yet. But
oh, the software you're trying to get.
Yeah, that software, if I can get that software, Mike, it does everything I need. It does everything, at least what the demo shows. I did a demo, I tested the demo, and it does what I need. And for some reason, you know, I would call these guys, I would email, I even got a friend of mine to try and get in contact with them, and no deal, no response, nothing.
There's no other software that does something similar?
Yeah, but it's quite expensive. It isn't really worth the investment from that perspective. But if these guys, if I can get the software license or the source code from these guys, I don't know who wrote it or what happened to that company or what happened to those guys, but if I can get my hands on that software, it will be
perfect. Okay. Could you confirm if the FedEx letter has been sent and signed for?
No, I've been so busy I didn't even...
All right, so tonight, go on FedEx and type in the tracking number and see if someone signed for it and see who the name is.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this is good. So I asked you at the beginning, who is your ideal prospect that you would like to listen to this recording?
Well, like I said, first of all, St. Bart's lovers. Those are people who travel to St. Bart's every year, and they come down every year, so they know the deal, and they're looking for the fastest and the most convenient way to get from St. Bart's to St. Bart's, or even from Sangwon, because they're like 4 points to get into St. Bart's. And then I'm looking at secretaries, I'm looking at personal assistants, I'm looking at VIP concierge services. I'm looking at high network individuals that, you knows about St. Bart's or heard about St. Bart's and have the money to spend and want to come down and go to St. Bart's. Those are my target clients. When a boss tells his secretary, hey, we're thinking about going down to St. Bart's, can you arrange everything for us? She goes online and she starts searching, because getting a flight into St. Bart's is not a problem, but getting from St. Bart's to St. Bart's, that's where the search starts, and that's my ideal client. She's going to call me and she's going to say, hey, my boss and his wife and kids are coming down to St. Martin. Can you get them to St. Bart's? So I would love for that type of client to listen to my recording and hear exactly my story and get to know me, Terrence Ray, and get to hear about the service I provide, so that he or she would know, hey, the next time I'm booking a flight for my boss, I'll call Terrence first.
Do you have any relationships with any businesses down in St. Bart's, any hotels or establishments that would have access to a client list of all their customers? Look, the names are all...
I hear you.
They're all in there.
Yeah, I hear you. That's the joint venture partnerships you're talking about. To tell you the truth, honestly, Mike, I've never explored that option. The hotels, they would call us, especially in the high season, they'll call us and say, hey, we have guests staying at our hotel. They have flights booked to St. Martin. They need to get to St. Bart's. Can you help them? And they would refer the clients to us, or they'll send us an email with all the information, and we would take it from there. But we don't have any concrete established relationship with hotels. And I'll tell you the reason why that has not happened yet is for the simple reason that we are a broker. So when I charter aircraft, I'm paying a certain price to the operator. I don't have much room to play with the price because it's not my product.
Yes.
I'm just a reseller. When hotels approach me to do a deal, that let's say they do a package, flights, whether it's charter or not, plus accommodations and all that stuff, I don't have much margin to play with for the hotels. Because of that, we've never really done any type of joint venture deals with the hotel, because most of the hotels, they're looking for package deals. They're looking to offer packages to their clients, accommodations, or villa or luxury suite, plus transfers.
So are the hotels down in St. Bart's, their concierge services, when their customers and clients say, I need to get back to St. Martin's, what are they doing? They're working deals for themselves, right?
No, we have never established anything for them. So they're just simply calling us and they're saying, we got guests staying at a hotel, and there are a lot of high-end hotels in St. Bart's, and they're saying, they need to get to St. Martin. Can you send a plane for them? Can you arrange a flight? And we don't give them any percentage, or they just refer the clients to us. They give us the client's credit card, send us the authorization, and we charge the credit card for the flights, and they just transfer the clients to the airport because they provide that service as a part of their package, check the clients in at the airport, and then we take it from there. But we don't have any joint venture deals or any partnerships with any of the hotels right now. And in the past, I have stayed away from that because I didn't want to make any promises I could not deliver on. But the minute you talk partnerships, that means they want to cut.
You're right. I was just curious.
It is something every year I keep saying to myself, I need to really explore joint ventures because of the fact that these hotels, these resorts, these properties, these villa operators, they have the clientele, they have the database, they have access to the clientele, and if we can do some type of joint venture marketing together, it would be great.
Well, it doesn't have to include money. I mean, you are above and beyond the logical choice for the high-end clients. Your
right.
experience in the traveling from St. Bart's back to St. Martin is superior, and all these hotels want to only offer the best service. They don't want to send their high-end clients on some dumpy commercial commuter. Ideally, you want to be positioned as the only game in town, the best of the best. So how do you make this experience meet the expectations of the super wealthy and famous? What are you doing to live up to that with your travel?
Well, basically from an operational side of the business is that, because we have such a good relationship with the operators and they know we give them guaranteed business every year, we tell them, and I tell them, listen, guys, my clientele. These are high-end clients. They're very picky. They're very conscious of what the service that they're getting, so don't mess up. If there's a problem, call me right away. So I'll deal with it. If I have a charter schedule at 1 p.m., you make sure you're there on time. You make sure your agent are there on time. You make sure the pilot is there on time. If you're going to be late, call me up and let me know in advance. So these are the things that we discuss with our operators. And, you know, after so many years of work together, they know the drill. They know the deal. They know the drill. So they know they have a client from Air St. Martin book with them. They're going to make sure that, you know, everything goes smoothly. And it took years to build up that relationship and get that quality services from them. But it works because they know we're giving them guaranteed business. And because of that, now we reach a stage that we can book clients with these operators and walk away. Because we know the clients is in good hands. They'll go the distance to make sure that our clients are taken care of.
Well, you said it's only a 15-minute flight, did you say?
Yeah, 12, 15 minutes. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so you don't have to worry about keeping them all comfortable on the plane. It's only 15 minutes. You're not serving dinner and breakfast or any of that stuff.
But if someone wants a bottle of champagne on board to celebrate with his wife or whatever, sure, we can arrange that.
Do they do anything unique, like when you go to Hawaii, you get off the plane, I think they used to put a lei around your neck. You know, anything unique that stands out?
No, they don't like that stuff.
They don't. They just want to get there.
And a lot of our clients, they're coming in incognito. You know, you got Richard Gere, you got Denzel Washington. They're coming in and they want to be low profile. You know, they don't want the mass hysteria of people screaming and shouting. They've tried to operate low profile, and we provide that service for them. You know, we're not telling the whole world, hey, we have Richard Gere flying with us to St. Barts. It's all discreet, and they love that stuff. Anything that draws attention to them would be, you know, a no-no, you know. So that's how we try to operate our service as discreet as possible. And they love that.
Throw around some famous names of some of your clients who have flown.
Oh, well, I told you about Richard Branson, right?
No, you didn't tell me about Richard Branson.
It's in the email. I didn't put it in the email.
You sent me a lot of emails. I may have overlooked it, or I may have...
Yeah, the email I sent you with all the background information about myself, about Air St. Martin.
Yes.
That has everything that you would need to really read about what I do and to really prepare for the interview.
Okay, all right. I'll go through that one again.
Martha Stewart, Richard Gere, Richard Branson, Timothy Dalton, famous James Bond actor, former James Bond actor. We've had models, Kate Moss. We've had Denzel Washington. We have Robert De Niro. And the list goes on. In the email, I also told you about Antonio Banderas, who did Puss in Boots, Melanie Griffith, his wife, and kids.
Besides getting over to St. Bart, so where else and what other services are you providing? Are you recommending hotels? Are you taking care of any transportation to the hotel? Anything else?
No.
You're not involved?
In St. Bart, the hotels?
They do all of that.
So if you have a client book at one of the top hotels and you're trying to arrange to transfer themselves, it's frowned upon. So no, we don't offer that because it's already taken care of from that end. And that's why I said, you know, we really focus on just getting them from St. Martin to St. Barts. Just getting them to St. Barts. That's what we really focus on. And the hotel, because of the upscale service that they provide all these additional amenities to the client. So once we get them into St. Barts and they get off the aircraft, we get a luggage for them, we bring them out, we hand them over to a porter or to a concierge officer or agent, and they take it from there.
This definitely gives me a much better idea of what you're doing, the benefits, the reason why someone should choose you. So this has been real helpful. So why don't we end it right here, and let me get back with you, and then we'll schedule the time for the interview, and we'll do it.
Okay, I'll send you that email again.
I have it. I've got all your emails right here in a folder.
It's a lot, but you guys keep saying, the more you write, the more you sell.
You're doing great. You really are.
No, but I need to expand my reach. Like I said, when most of these clients end up calling me, they're calling me after they've made all the arrangements to get to St. Martin, and then they realize that, hey, we're stuck. We can't find a good way to get from St. Martin to St. Barts. And then they call me. If they would call me in advance and say, hey, Terrence, I'm coming down in May. I live in California, and I need to get to St. Martin, and I get to from St. Martin to St. Barts. What would you recommend that I do? You know, then I would recommend, okay, fly to New York, connect with JetBlue to St. Martin. JetBlue arrives in St. Martin around 1:30. I'll have an aircraft waiting for you, and by 2 o'clock, you're in St. Barts next to the pool sipping cocktail.
So they're calling you once they're in trouble. They believe that there's going to be seamless travel and service to St. Barts from St. Martin, but they're mistaken.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not educated about that.
No, exactly.
They think once they're in St. Martin that they're basically there.
Exactly.
This has been happening over and over and over.
again.
Yeah, exactly. And that's maybe what makes Simbad so unique, that it's actually so hard to get there, you know? And that makes it worthwhile. That's why people are prepared to pay good money to get there as quick and fast as possible.
Well, so when JetBlue is taking reservations to fly someone to St. Martin, they don't really know that the ultimate destination for that client is St. Bart's because it's never mentioned?
No, exactly. Exactly. Or if it's mentioned, the agent would say, well, you know, we can get you into St. Bart's at 1:30 on a JetBlue flight 588, and from there, you know, you're on your own.
Wait, does JetBlue offer a flight to St. Bart's?
No. Let's say if they would mention it to the agent.
Yes.
They're on the line with JetBlue. They're saying, hey, I need a flight to St. Bart's. And JetBlue would say, well, you know, we can get you to St. Martin. We have a 9 o'clock flight leaving in JFK to St. Martin. We'll get you there at 1:30.
So, Terrence, you need to go to JetBlue. I mean, can you imagine going to the airlines and setting up a relationship with even the smaller airlines? Maybe you can get integrated with them and be the preferred go-to guy for getting their...
Well, here's the thing. In the airline industry, all these airlines, they work with each other through code share and interline agreements and all that stuff.
Yeah, all right.
So if you don't have your own aircraft and you're basically a travel broker, they're not inclined to do business with you because you're not an airline operator. You don't have your own aircraft. So if they try to do a code share or interline agreement with you and you don't have your own aircraft, you have a lot of issues of reliability. You get a reliability factor that, you know, hey, you don't have your own aircraft. So how can you guarantee that service to St. Bart's?
That's true. So all right, well, scratch that. I don't have an understanding of those.
But that's okay.
Can you still find customers on the forums where they're looking for sharing a charter?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you do that still?
Yeah, I don't have much time as I used to before because I'm pretty busy now. I've grown up, Mike. I'm living in the adult world now. But when I was a kid, back in 2005, and I used to be home on my computer all night, all day. Yeah, I used to stroll those forums, and I'll be chatting with those guys, and I'll be emailing back and forth with those guys.
I see.
But just Sunday, I was on one of the forums, and I was chatting with some guys. They booked a charter from Antigua. They were from England, and they're flying into Antigua with British Airways, and then they needed a flight from Antigua to St. Bart's, and they chartered the aircraft, but, you know, it's expensive. It's like $2,200 for aircraft from Antigua to St. Bart's. So they were looking for other people to share the aircraft with so they can share the cost. You know, so I said, hey, okay, I'll buy 4 seats from you, and I'll resell those 4 seats to my clients. So, yeah, sometimes when I have the time, I get on the forum and I chat with the people and I end up making these deals with them.
All right, very interesting.
But
all
it's marketing as well, because the next time they're going to call me first and say, hey, Terrence, we're coming down and we need 4 seats. Can you get us on a shared charter to St. Bart's? And I'll take care of that. So that's how it works, and these guys would end up booking with me every year.
So what kind of money can you make if you fill up one of your charters?
Oh, man.
I mean, how often are you filling them up?
Well, not often enough in the low season, but in the high season, December, like I said, it's a crazy month. December, January, it's really crazy. And then, you know, we got flights back to back, and they're all full. And then you make a couple of $1,000 per flight, you know, and you're in the money.
You're going to make some good money in December.
So, yeah, this week alone, Michael, I've got charters back to back this week.
What's the limit?
Oh, yeah, 60 flights a day, so 20 per operator. Once you max out the daily limit, you got to put it on a ferry or on a boat.
Wow. Are you going to max out your limit on charters?
Oh, yeah, before Christmas, on Christmas, days after Christmas, before New Year's, after New Year's, man, it's crazy.
Are these all your? No, these aren't all your people.
No, these are everybody. This is everybody. So, you know, it's a fight and a scramble to get a slot and to get aircraft.
So do you have a supply problem?
Yeah, definitely.
So you can't necessarily get everyone who calls you onto a charter, is that correct?
No. Listen, Michael, right now, if I had the money, I would buy at least one or two extra aircrafts to use. Well, so, I got more pilots than I got aircraft.
So paint the picture for me. It's December here. Are you not able to fill your demand?
No. We have to end up putting people on a ferry.
And there's no money in that.
No, exactly. The money's in air charters.
So what do you make on each customer that you can get on a charter per seat?
Let's say we use a 9-seater. And this is just between me and you, because...
Yes, just between me and you.
If I fill up a 9-seater aircraft, and let's say I'm paying $1,000 for that aircraft, and let's say I got 6 passengers plus luggage, and I'm charging each passenger $300, that's $1,800 I'm making on that flight, and I'm paying $1,000, so my profit is $800. Upselling meet and greet and VIP and all that.
What is this VIP and this meet and greet stuff? What is that?
That is when we would have an agent meet the client on arrival. Once they get off the aircraft, we have an agent meet them at the door of the aircraft. escort them into the terminal building, put them up in the business class lounge, take their luggage tags, go and get their luggage, check in their luggage for them, transfer it down to the aircraft, clear them through immigration, take their passport and clear them through immigration, do all the formalities while they sip the drinks in the business class lounge. And once all that formality is taken care of, we come back, get them, put them into an air-conditioned vehicle, drive them down to the aircraft, put them on the aircraft with their luggage, and the pilot takes off.
So this is an upsell?
Yeah, exactly.
And how much extra is that?
That's $125 per person, and it goes up to $500 up to 10 passengers, and that's on each leg. So if they're doing round trip, it's double.
Okay, so $125 per person, two times, there and back. Is that correct?
Exactly.
So it's $250 plus the $300 for the seat.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And the seat is one way, so if you're doing a round trip, it's double.
I got you.
A round trip is twice as much.
So you have to make sure, if you're going to charter one of those planes to break even, you got to fill at least four seats, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so anything above four is profit?
Pure profit.
So at what point will you charter the plane, once you have four?
Well, at least once I have a couple, two people, I would reserve the aircraft. And once I have four people, I would pay for the aircraft, so it's guaranteed. And then if I sell the rest, it's pure profit. And here's where it gets really lucrative, Michael. If I have on a certain day, on a certain time, more demand than I can put on that one aircraft, I can call the operator and say, hey, instead of a 9-seater aircraft, give me a 16-seater aircraft. I'll pay more for that, of course. It's like $2,200 for the 16-seater aircraft. But if I sell all the seats, I make like $8,000 profit.
So how many times do you think you're going to do that in December?
This summer, I already have like six 16-seaters scheduled. I'm working on two more. If I break even on those eight flights alone in the money just by a couple of seats, I'm making them eight times, let's say, average. I'm making like almost $25,000.
Wow. Okay, that's great. You're never really going to get hurt unless it's totally off-season and you're having a hell of a time getting charters.
Well, even in the off-season, I have an opt-out option that if we cannot get the minimum amount, four seats, that I transfer them to a commercial flight and I give them free VIP services.
And you don't lose anything on that?
No, exactly, exactly.
Okay, very good. All right, Terrence, this has been very interesting. I've got enough information. Go do your thing. Have a good evening. I will get back with you by email and we'll set up a good time.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Michael.
Bye-bye.
That's the end of my interview story with Terrence. I hope you found it helpful. For more great interviews like this, go to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.